Well, we're joined now by Dean Allen, manager of the popular Better Read Than Dead bookstore in Newtown, and indeed my own favorite bookstore in Sydney, to discover exactly what it's like to be in charge of a bookstore. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me here.
So, it's an independent bookstore that you have over in Newtown. Was quite a lot of them. Why do you think that independent bookstores are still going pretty okay while a lot of the big chain bookstores are kind of closing down?
I think the people that work in independent bookstores have a passion for books. They love them and they put their all into the job that they have there. We go above and beyond just selling a book, putting it in a bag, because there's a passion. Everyone's recommending books, loving them, wanting to talk about them. We're creating a culture and an entertainment destination as well as books. There's events there. There's book clubs where people come together and talk about books.
And so, obviously, if people just wanted to get a book, they can just go order it from online, which is, easier than it's ever been these days. So when people walk into the bookstore, you said they're looking, what are they really looking for in the bookstore?
They're looking for a little bit of serendipity, looking at the shelves, finding something they didn't actually know that what they were looking for. We have a nook at Better Read Than Dead, and that has exciting experimental titles, hard to find, beautiful hardbacks, things that the staff are really recommending and loving and talking about. So someone's strolling the shelves on a Sunday afternoon and they just see something that they didn't know that they want.
Well, I know one of my favorite bits is just talking to like bookstore people and just bugging them with like asking them to tell me about books that are on the shelves and so forth.
That's it. We love doing that. Yeah. We love to talk to people about what we're reading. There's nothing better than finishing a book and that excitement and wanting to share it with people.
So what actually kind of decisions do you make as a manager of Better Read Than Dead? Well, what kind of choices do you have to make on a daily basis?
Okay, so I also buy the books, and so we don't want to stock everything. We look at our community and we really want to stock for them, but beyond that community too, because we do have people coming into Newtown. But we try and curate our collection there to have the best of the best. We try and make Better Read Than Dead a place to come to at night as well. We're open till 9 o'clock. So we have book clubs where people mm-hmm. can come. And maybe they don't want to drink at a bar at night, but they're looking for something else. So we try and offer a talk, a demonstration, many different type of cultural events there. So we're trying to balance what's right for our community with what's out there at the moment and what's current and what people want to talk about.
It definitely doesn't seem accidental that it's located in Newtown. How do you think it sort of fits into the whole Newtown community vibe or feeling?
Well, Better Read Than Dead's been there for 21 years now. And so over that time, the landscape has changed a lot. But we've always held strong to community roots. We're always at the Newtown Festival. We're always making links to different local venues to hold events there, pairing up with the cinema that's next door, Camperdown Commons we've extended
out to. So
there's
sort of a lot of interlinked community stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I think it's important as a bookshop, as a destination to bring the community together.
And I mean, it's pretty, like a lot of people talk, these days about this all sorts of tablets and videos and movies, and people spend a lot of time watching videos and doing all that. Do you feel like reading is sort of like on the back foot?
It is a topic of conversation, and we are battling Netflix at nighttime. People do want to just cush out with busy jobs. But I think that an actual book, there are people that like to read an actual book. It's softer on the eyes, or they love having that object in their hand, and the smell of paper some people really like. I don't think it's ever going to be overtaken by technology, but we might need to join with them and create different avenues, and that's what Better Read Than Dead's looking at the moment. We're trying to work with the technologies that are out there and create our own books online, animation with books, bilingual books, some really different things that are going to start happening.
So you're trying to put books in sort of a more kind of, connect them to technology a bit.
Exactly,
more.
Exactly. Well, we have to work with what we've got going on.
Absolutely.
We don't want to compete, but maybe we can work with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you just talked a bit about the decisions you kind of make on a, daily basis. What are the most difficult decisions you have to make? I assume that choosing books to like actually, generally stock your shelves with would be pretty hard.
It's a nice hard, though.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's a wealth of choice.
I guess, you know, you need to make staff decisions as well, because you want the right balance of people in Newtown.
What do you look for when you pick someone to work at the bookstore? What are you looking for?
Sure. We're looking for someone that loves books, mm-hmm. that can sell books and recommend excellent titles, that has a broad range of reading knowledge. We have children specialists for the children's section, and we have literary specialists and science fiction specialists, but a broad reader mm-hmm. can really recommend to the greatest amount of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about in terms of, like, you know, we said Better Ed Than Ed's been around for 21 years.
Yeah.
What was the opening? Like, what led to its opening? Like, where did it come from?
It was originally owned by Derek Dryden, and he had the store for 15 years or so. And then when he was ready to move on, it got bought actually by a local customer who loved the store so much.
Wow.
His children had grown up in the store, and him and his business partner decided to take it on, and they have expanded it and is growing it into what it is today, which has a range of different things going on.
So
Better Ed Tours.
Kind of started in passion in the first place. They're like,
exactly.
Oh, I love this bookstore, because I'll just buy it and run it myself.
Exactly. Yeah. Just not wanting that cultural institution to disappear.
And so where do you think, you know, you said a few of the projects that Better Than the Dead might be working on in the future. Where's, you know, what's going to be happening with Better Read Than Dead as we move on? Is it going to, you know, stay more or less, you know, just your local community bookstore?
Oh, absolutely.
Some more?
Absolutely. Yeah. Will always stand as one of the destinations, cultural destinations of Newtown.
Yeah.
We just always want to make the store bigger and better if we can. You know, we see changes within the community and what you need to address there.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to a birthday party with their child on a Saturday morning. We need to be able to wrap the gift and have it looking beautiful so they can just stop quickly, grab it and go on their way. And things like that too. We see people that are interested in Paris and want to talk about it. So we have a book club catering in French to people that want to speak
Wow.
French. We have a literary tour happening where people with like-minded people can go with a guide and see all the literary sites of Paris, things like that. We're just still always going to be in the community and trying to bring the community together.
So, Dean, what are you reading at the moment?
What am I reading at the moment? I just read Prize Fighter by Future D. Fidel. He is was an award-winning playwright. He was a refugee from the Republic of Congo, and he came to Australia. He was a child soldier
mm-hmm.
Who became a boxer to try and remember his brother that he got separated with while moving. And it's a very simple, strong, but very, very heartwarming story.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I think that Better Than Dead, as I said, is one of my favorite bookstores. So thank you very much for coming
thank
in and
so
sharing a bit of
how
we run it with us today.
Thank you. Thanks
yeah, absolutely. And this was Dean Allen, manager of Better Read Than Dead in Newtown. Of course, if you like books, you probably already know about it. If you're like me, you just like going to independent bookstores and just walking through, checking out books and talking to random people when they're not actually helping paying customers, rather than the kind who just browse the shelves endlessly and ask for advice.